Welcome back to the program. My name is Warren Schlody, and we're now joined by Faisal Akbar. He's an employment coach and the founder of CMA Employment Consulting Services. He coaches and trains job seekers to stand out in today's competitive job market by helping them get job offers and promotions. And he teaches his clients how easy it is to find a job. So tell me, Faisal, is finding a job really that easy?
I believe so, absolutely. It really comes down to self-awareness and finding ways on how to stand apart. And that's one of the things that I teach my clients is how to stand out from this oversaturated market for individuals who are looking for jobs here. So I definitely would say that it's very easy to find the job. If you're very strategic, there are opportunities there that you can not just be good, but be great in terms of getting job offers.
Okay. So when you started your own career, what person would you say inspired you the most?
I would have to say this individual. So the first job that I ended up doing was based in franchising. And one of the individuals who ended up hiring me, his name was Jamshed Hashmi. I would definitely say that's where a huge portion of my development took place in that role.
Okay, and why did he help you so much?
Well, he had that that leadership capabilities. He was not there just to manage you; he was there to lead you, and he utilized a lot of his own personal experiences on how he overcame challenges and became successful in that role. So, sitting down and listening to him really put things into perspective of what's required to be successful in this role, and really, motivated me from that perspective.
Now, you mentioned that he kind of taught you through some of his challenges, his own personal challenges. What would you say your biggest failure has been to date?
I would say I came into that role with such high expectations. I went through about 6 or 7 interviews before I ended up getting the job. And Jamshed really believed in me. I remember sitting down with him. We were speaking about, the challenges that I'm having earlier on in that role. And he talked about how, finding me or getting me that position was like finding a diamond in the rut. So, from that belief, it was such motivating to hear that. And so I would definitely say that that was my biggest failure earlier on. Being in that role came in with such high expectation, and I wasn't able to deliver in that role.
Now, what did that teach you? Like, what could you take out of that?
Well, I mean, I learned, looking back at it, after going through 6 or 7 interviews and getting the job, I took my foot off the pedal. I felt that coming out of university, I ended up getting that job after 6-7 interviews, that I said, oh, this is easy. So I didn't take the job very seriously. And when I ended up taking it seriously, it was too late because I was already way behind my development. So I would say that attributed to me failing in that role. But I truly believe being with the individuals that I worked and having Jamshed there set me up for future positions that I ended up getting into companies. Ended up developing a career path into management and training and developing and taking a lot of things that I learned in that role and making it success out of that in my career. So definitely that failure turned into something positive for me in my career.
And now you're doing your own employment consulting to help other people get jobs. So how did you know that this was something that you were good at?
Well, I would say that was the job that started the whole thing. Because we were in franchising, here I am, fresh out of university, I'm interviewing, C-level executives, project managers, directors, in selecting them for franchising. Even though I didn't do well in the job, but that was my first taste of interviewing people. And then from there, after leaving that job, I worked extremely hard and moved into management roles. And in management roles, I've had the opportunity to sit with HR, hire and select people. So that's where I got this bug of interviewing and the whole psychology that's involved in reading body language, what to say, what not to say, and how to stand out. And I've utilized a lot of those areas that I was able to implement in my management roles are the same things that I'm implementing in my business, where I'm showing my clients how easy it is to find a job. And there's a level of commitment that comes with it, but that's exactly what I teach with my clients in terms of coaching and training them.
So you take your experience on being the other side of the desk that you can teach people, hey, it's not so bad, and this is the ways you can
absolutely. I would say a lot of this is definitely, you know, being in management roles and interviewing hundreds of people and selecting top candidates for the positions, plus having a background in psychology played a big part. And my own experiences that led to a lot of job offers is something that I'm teaching my clients. So it's been a great journey throughout the whole process, and I'm looking forward to continuing on.
Very neat. Now, the name of your company is CMA Employment Consulting Services. So what does CMA stand for?
That's an excellent question. CMA actually stands for, it's actually the initials of my father. I dedicated this business when he passed away. CMA actually stands for Chaudhary Muhammad Akbar. It's interesting. I do quite a bit of public speaking. Toastmaster International ended up calling me in to conduct a motivational speech, or just pick a topic and do a speech about that. And a couple of months ago, I did one speech about how important is your name. And I truly believe that, your name is your identity, and it's the only thing that you leave behind when our time is up. And I saw that with my father in terms of the impact that he made on so many different people in their lives. So this was my way of dedicating this business to him.
Interesting. Now, what would you say is the most unique aspects of your business?
There are a number of things. The number one thing I would definitely say is I'm not just helping people and coaching them. I'm there and supporting them until they get job offers. Not only job offers, but I also help them get a future promotion in the company. So that's number one thing that I would say that sets me apart. The other thing is there's not a certain amount of hours that are allocated. For example, if somebody comes to me, it's not based on 5 hours that I've allocated for them to supporting them. No, the support that I provide them, it's unlimited up until they get a job offer. And the third thing that I would say is the hours of operation. I'm supporting my clients 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m., including stat holidays. I've done, role-playing mock interviews with my clients at 7 a.m. or even at 11 p.m. Because I'm truly passionate about what I do and want to make a difference in people's lives. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to do that with so many people over the years.
And how would that level of interaction compare with some of the other employment consulting agencies that are
I'm literally touching base with my clients, if not every day, every other day. It's very, very hands-on. I'll give you an example. This past Saturday, I had a client who sent me, last Saturday, he sent me a text message around 10 a.m. asking a question, and I responded back. The other thing with me is clients can reach me through phone, through email, or text messages. That's been the biggest attribute to where my business is right now, is because the accessibility that I provide with my clients and how quickly I respond to them.
So how do you measure the success of your business?
There's two KPIs that I measure. When I take on clients...
KPI is...
Key performance indicators. That's basically the foundation of my business. Because at the end of the day, when clients come to me, they come in for one purpose, and that's to get a job and a future promotion, whether it's in the same company or a different company. So one of the metrics that I measure my clients and myself is how many resumes my clients have sent out and how many of those resumes have turned into interviews. So that's one metric that I currently measure. The other one that I measure is how many of those interviews have turned into job offers. These two metrics are very crucial in terms of knowing how I'm doing and how successful my business model is. Currently, overall average of the clients that I've helped, we've seen a conversion ratio from resumes to interviews. They're hovering about 6 resumes sent, which is converting into an interview. And from interviews to job offers, we're currently sitting at about 96% closing ratio. So I feel very confident with that closing ratio. Once my clients are sitting across an interview, that there's a 96% chance that they'll end up getting a job. There's some other areas that I also track for myself. Customer service, I would say, Warren, is extremely important to me. So basically, the way the business model is set up, once the client gets a job, I will send them a customer feedback survey, which they complete online. And some of the questions that are listed in that survey is, how likely will they recommend this service to their friends and family members? How did we do, what did we do well in our business model? What could we improve on when it comes to our service? The other question is, how would they rate their overall satisfaction working for us? And the other area that I focus on in terms of them answering this question is, how did they find the overall job placement process? And the way that answer is set up, it's a difficulty level. You know, we're very easy, difficult, or very difficult. I'm very happy to say that 71.43% of my clients have found the process very easy in terms of finding a job through the support that I provide, and 28.57% of them have found the process easy. So this goes back to what I had mentioned earlier on, is when they follow the process that I have set up in place, finding and landing a job is truly easy.
And how long have you been doing these feedback surveys for?
I've started this survey. So over the years, I have fine-tuned my business processes to make it a lot more interactive with my clients. I started doing this survey, this online survey, I transitioned into it about 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay. Now, how do you balance your client, your demand for clients with also providing your high-quality services?
Customer service, to me, is extremely important. That's one of the things that I learned working in corporations, is your business is as good as, how happy your customers are. So the way that my business model is set up, I only support or take on 5 clients at a time. I will not take any clients more than that. If I do get clients who are very motivated and interested in starting, then I will put them on a wait list. The reason I've noticed 5 is the max that I can handle is because I don't want to take on any more business and compromise my customer service. A lot of my business is generated through referrals because of the above and beyond customer service that my clients receive through me. So that's one of the things that I'm very happy about, the fact that I take care of 5 clients, give them 100% attention with the support that they're looking for. And then as soon as I help one client get a job, then I'm able to take on one more.
If you had to guess, how many people would you say you've helped in employment consulting so far?
I've over 300.
Wow. Now, after having helped so many different job seekers, what's been your most touching client success story?
I had this client. So she started with me. I helped her get her job. And then after 6 months within that company, she came back to me and she said, "Faisal, I'm interested in looking at this job. What do you think?" And I'm very positive. I'm an individual that I believe that with the right preparation, anything can be accomplished. So I remember I said, let's go ahead and do it. So we started preparing her for that job. And interestingly, at the end of her job interview, the hiring manager ended up putting an offer on the table, which is very unique, because when I followed up with that client after the interview, she had mentioned that the hiring manager told her that she has never given an offer to a candidate at the end of the interview. There's typically a 2 or 3 day waiting process before they notify the candidates. So she ended up getting a promotion within the company after 6 months. And I still remember the call that she made. After a month, she touches base with me and she says, Faisal, thank you so much for what you've done. And I told her, I said, you've already done that. You don't need to thank me anymore. She said, let me share a story with you. She said that when you helped me get the first job, I told my 12-year-old daughter that your mom is going to work so hard that she's going to get a promotion within the same company within a year. And then when she ended up getting a promotion after 6 months, she said, my daughter came to me the other day and she said, Mom, I'm so proud of you. And the mom said, well, thank you. Well, what do you mean by that? And the daughter said, Mom, you promised me you were going to get a promotion within a year. You were able to do it in 6 months. So I'm so proud of you. I definitely would say that's been the most touching part of that success story, because, you know, my long-term goal, I wanted to be a psychologist. I really wanted to change people's lives personally. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that, but I'm able to accomplish that through my business because I'm impacting people's lives on a professional level, which has a direct impact in their personal lives. And the most gratifying part about what I do is you know, having developed these people and watching them grow professionally is the best experience, the most gratifying experience that I've experienced with my business. I mean, that success story right there, a 12-year-old daughter holding her mom accountable for a promotion is truly gratifying.
Now, according to some numbers from Statistics Canada, in February 2017, there are currently over 240,000 people in Toronto that are looking for jobs, and that's 6.9% of the Toronto population. But why do you think that number is so high?
I believe the market is oversaturated. Toronto is one of the most oversaturated markets in all of Canada. And after the recession, what has happened is employers are operating in a very different way. Because prior to the recession, prior to 2008, 2009, companies can go ahead and do a mass hiring. They can hire a lot of people. But what has happened is, since the recession, times have changed, and they have become very selective who they want to hire. And when you apply for a job, you're not competing with 20, 30 people. You're competing with hundreds of people. So I would say number one is, employers have become very selective in who they hire. And that's why it's so imperative. And I always tell potential clients, it's imperative that you need to stand out. Just because the market are oversaturated, you really need to adjust to the market and truly stand out in order to get those job offers. And it really comes down to self-development and self-awareness and asking for help. I believe that's the reason why the number is so high, is because people aren't really adjusting to the market. I had one client that I was speaking to the other day, and I said the employment market will always win, because at the end of the day, the employer, actually the employee needs the employer more than the employer needs the employee, because the employer just needs to select one out of 100 people versus what the situation for the candidate is or the job seeker. So that's the reason why the number is so high. That puts a lot more pressure on job seekers to really come up with unique techniques on how to stand apart from the rest of the competition.
And what would you say the best way is for a potential job seeker to stand out from the competition?
Self-develop. I'm part of I network a lot, and I speak with a lot of job seekers or potential clients, and I'm part of a lot of Facebook groups as well. And job seekers really need to focus on doing something that's very unique. What I mean by that is, you know, some of the suggestions that I've seen on the internet or just reading articles, some people will say you need to network. But I'll tell you what. If you're networking, chances are everybody's networking. So just think about going to a networking event where you're trying to connect or make connections with potential employers. you're not the only person that's speaking to the HR department. So do what's never been done before. Do something very unique to stand out. What I mean by that is going into the interview, not just giving your resume and sitting there and waiting for the Q&A to start. Hand something in. Take something credible that you have done. Make a presentation in your interview. Take a laptop in. And these are a lot of the things that I teach with my clients and how to stand apart. I've been there. I've interviewed hundreds of people. And I've seen how a lot of people are not able to stand apart. They all sound alike. Same responses and everything. So for an employer, it's very difficult to select somebody when everybody sounds similar. So these are some of the strategies that I teach my clients on how to truly stand apart from the hundreds and hundreds of people that you're competing with.
Now, what would you say is the most rewarding thing about what you do?
Changing people's lives. A lot of people that I've seen that I've helped, you know, I've seen them grow personally, professionally, and the impact that they've made in their, you know, in their lives, basically, you know, seeing them live in basements and now they own a house with cars. And to be able to see that development and the things that they want to achieve that they weren't able to achieve because of, you know, financial burdens or not being able to afford it, to be able to see that has been the most rewarding part of what I do, is to see them succeed in different levels. I mean, their confidence level goes up. Share a story with you. I had a situation where one of my clients, who I helped a long time ago, reached out to me and she said, listen, I just want to thank you. I said, you know, you've already thanked me. She said, no, I'm currently at a evening gala and for the company that you helped me get a job at. And people are approaching me and they're saying, you know what, we love your confidence. So she called and she said, thank you, because you truly not only impacted me in my personal and the financially, but from my confidence level. You've impacted my confidence level that I'm able to, you know, show it in my voice and I can show it in my face. So these are the, you know, many, many stories I would say that have been the most rewarding part about what I do.
Now, what do you personally want to accomplish from your business?
Two things. Number one would be I want to show people how easy it is to find a job. And number two is legacy. I truly want to leave a legacy behind. I want to change so many people's lives for the better. That when my time is up, you know, I want a sea of people at my grave and say, today we lost a good person. Because I truly believe that your identity is determined by how many people's lives that you impacted. It's not about materialistic things. It's not about cars or houses or anything like that. That's the legacy that I'm going after, is changing people's lives. So I will be remembered as that person who allowed me, because of his help, that I was able to succeed financially, personally, professionally.
What would you say your greatest fear would be?
Living and dying an ordinary life. I think that's my biggest fear. I truly believe we were put on this earth for a purpose. Some people aren't able to find it. Some people like myself are fortunate enough to find it throughout our lifetime. So I truly believe that's my purpose. This is something that I'm good at. And that's my purpose, is to change people's lives with my business.
Now, when you're working in the employment field, so you're interfacing with a lot of different business owners or other entrepreneurs, is there anyone that you admire the most?
There's one person that I follow on the internet. He's based out of U.S., Gary Vaynerchuk, I would say, is a person that I admire and I look up to.
And why is that?
He's honest. He's very honest about being self-aware and knowing what your shortcomings are and working towards fixing it. And that's exactly what I do with my clients, is making them realize the roadblocks that they're currently seeing in their job search, and showing them value in terms of how I help my clients overcome that. The biggest thing that I've seen with job seekers out there is lack of self-awareness. They're trying something and it's not working, and they're continuing to try over and over again, and they're not able to see that results. Self-awareness basically means realizing that this is not something that I'm good at. Let me go ahead and ask for help, right? In this competitive market, if you're not adjusting to the market, you will be left behind.
Now, are there any philosophies that kind of keep you going or really inspire you in terms of keeping going and staying up to date to be your best self?
I would say there's a quote that I have in my office. It says, you know, if it's not important to you, you'll find a way. If not, then you'll find an excuse. That's been the biggest motivator, because I'm one of those individuals, I believe that when you want to accomplish something, you got to be relentless in continuously developing yourself to fix it. So that's been my biggest motivator in terms of the quote of saying that find a way.
Well, thank you so much, Faisal, for joining us today on the show. And to all listeners out there, if you're looking for a fresh start or even want to get that promotion you've always wanted, reach out to Faisal Akbar at CMA Employment Consulting Services. He'll send you in the right direction. I'm Warren Schlody. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.